Hello and welcome back. It's Richard Lanna for Set for Success, where we discuss what you need to do to be successful in your business, your career, and your life. I always like to look at different industries, and today I'm probably going to chat a little bit about the meeting industry. So the meeting industry in Canada and the world is huge, huge business. If you look at it from a Canadian perspective, it makes up about 1.5% of our GDP. That's our gross domestic product. That makes it about a $27.5 billion a year business here. And it even contributes to about $8.5 billion in taxes at all levels of government. I guess you can say events are good for business, for the economy, for jobs. There are measurements. There's impact that they have. Did you know that Canada was the second highest world destination of choice for events and meetings and things in the 1970s? But today we rank about 18th. All indications that we are losing some ground, that the meeting industry maybe is shrinking. And maybe we'll find out a little bit about that today, if it is or not, and what some of the opportunities are. If that is the case, though, if it is shrinking, maybe we do need to take another look, that we have to take a look at what's going on, and we have to figure out ways to leverage our unique Canadian experience to be more global about it, with an industry support, an expert who has worked in the industry strategically and on a global level. Well, that is exactly what my guest has done, who's joining me today. They have insight into the event business on a global scale. They know that strategy and change are important. Maybe they can help us understand the event business and its importance today. Some of the steps that we need all to be taking to make the meeting and the event industry successful overall. So my guest today is Wanda Daza. Right.
Hello,
of
Mister.
C Inc, which stands for Strategic Events Initiative. So, Wanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Richard. It's wonderful to be here and to talk about the event sector. I think it's one sector that's definitely misunderstood, and there's great opportunity within the event sector.
In the event sector. So before we do that, let's just talk a little bit about you, because, you know, that's what I like to do, right? I know I've had you on the show before, but just for our listeners, you have an organization called C Inc., so Strategic Events Initiative, right?
Incorporated.
That's right. That's, yeah, it's S-E-E. No, S-E-I-I.
Yes.
There we go. So it's easy to sort of mess up, right? But what do you guys do? Like, what are you guys all about?
The focus of the corporation is strategic analysis and development within the event sector. So it could be anything as great as putting together an event strategy for a municipality. We've worked on event strategy for Hong Kong. We've worked within Dubai on many contracts within the event sector there as well. What I've noticed as far as changes, you talked about coming from, you know, looking at the stats from the 70s till now, I think there's a huge shift happening economically around the globe. And Canada needs to get on board with what's going on, because the economic drivers are changing around the globe. There's a shift happening. I can just speak to what I know about the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
And Dubai, for example, is a great example of how a municipality has changed, developed, and grown to facilitate economic growth of the event sector.
Okay.
The city itself has developed facilities to support events. And we're not just talking business events. When we talk about event sector, we're talking festivals, we're talking leisure events that are happening. We're talking about the business events that you mentioned, you know, the conferences, meetings, incentive programs that happen globally. But they are providing the facilities, the cutting-edge facilities and innovative environment that these planners want to be in. And what's happened in North America, I've noticed, especially Canada, not all the municipalities have, number one, even an event strategy or a plan for their structures within their city to facilitate growth within those industries. I mean, it's wonderful. Just recently, the RBC Convention Center has had an expansion.
Major expansion, yeah, for Winnipeg.
Yeah, but we're still considered a tier two when we're talking about the capacity to facilitate certain events. Definitely an improvement. But when we're looking at, you know, I've traveled extensively and worked in a lot of facilities around the world. Looking at the Middle East and Asia, the facilities are, you know, we're talking four times as big. And have the capacity to facilitate more creative and innovative functions. They also have the people just don't want to go to the convention center or the center of the city where the meetings are having or the events are taking place. They want to be able to experience the culture and the experiences around there. For Dubai, for example, with their festivals, their events, and their leisure events, it is happening. It's a city that is, how can we say, lit. The malls are open till 1 a.m. They facilitate the experience for those people that are coming and living within the municipality versus, say, for example, I'll just use Winnipeg and the recent convention that was here for the Liberals. Some of the comments were where the city seemed to turn off the lights a little bit early.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Where's the nightlife?
Right. Where's the nightlife? And we have beautiful facilities. We have creative, artistic opportunities for people to experience very different things here in Winnipeg. Yet we are kind of 9 to 5 in some ways, or 9 to 6. And I've had people visit and, you know, doors are closed at a certain hour when
yes.
people want to be out there
doing
things.
Stuff, yeah.
So in other parts of the country, you know, they recognize that and they change their business models and they gain from that economic impact of having more people attracted to your city. But I think when we're comparing ourselves, when we're talking about, say, meetings and events and other events here, we're comparing ourselves to maybe some Canadian neighbors or some North American neighbors. But if we really want to be competitive on a global scale, we really need to look outside our own continent and look at what we need to do to attract. Right now, I see, you know, in UAE that all the world conventions and conferences are being held there.
Yeah, and why is that? You know, what we'll do is we'll come back, mm-hmm. we'll take a short break, and we'll come back, and we'll see exactly why is it that a place like that you're seeing the world conferences all being going there. This is Richard Land for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan, and I'm with my guest today from Sea Inc. I just like saying that, Wanda. I can see you over there on
yes,
the other side
yes.
of the microphone. Just before a break, we were talking a bit about the event industry. And sort of a, you know, from a Canadian perspective, maybe a Manitoba perspective, and also from a global perspective. You mentioned that the UAE, is what you said, do things on very much a global level. All global events go there. First of all, for our listeners, what does UAE stand for?
United Emirates. Now, I messed it up.
That's all right.
United Arab Emirates.
United Arab
yes.
Emirates. And that is located, let's do a little geography.
It's located in the Middle East.
Yes.
A lot of people have heard of it because of the amazing architecture and the attractions that are there.
All you have to do is watch the movie Mission Impossible, one of them, and you'll see the architecture. I mean, that's the first movie popped in my head, right? So,
well, just to give you an example, retail is a huge economic factor for their GDP. Pardon me,
and gross domestic product.
Yes, yeah. yes, and. They have, have you been to the West Edmonton Mall
yes,
in
yeah,
Alberta?
Yeah, yeah.
If you could imagine one city with 8 to 10 of those huge, massive malls.
Yeah, never go outside.
Never go outside.
Yeah.
They're in a similar situation as Winnipeg, in very opposite realms, because their city is extremely hot. In the summer, it can get up to, you know, above 50.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they're running from their buildings to their cars, air conditioned cars, in the same way that we run
from our heated buildings to our heated cars.
Exactly.
And trying to survive. you
right.
know. Yeah.
So for them, when they were looking at development within the event sector, they wanted to find a way to get people to come to their extremely hot location.
Yes.
Right. And what they did is they developed festivals, events, and built facilities that would attract those meeting professionals to come to their city, also to attract world travelers to their city. And they created what they've done, and which Winnipeg could very well do, is create a venue a city that is alive and living, and they've built it and people are coming. And they're coming, and they're creating museums that are innovative. They're creating a museum that, and they also have the World Expo 2020 is going to Dubai. So I think Winnipeg, you know, we need to have a paradigm shift on what we think is really competitive. I mean, if you only look within Canada and say to yourself, this is what we need to do to attract more, I think we're in a very good position. I think anyone who, you know, is used to working in an industry where there's change, you have to look at how can we make things better and how can we achieve a greater vision for our city.
So if we go back to what you're saying about just the difference in climates, okay?
Right.
Because different climates, but so similar, right, in terms
Definitely.
Of the experience, in
yes.
terms of the people experience.
Right.
So when you're saying like things like, well, you know, it can be 50 degrees above zero, right, and we can be 50 degrees below zero.
Definitely.
So if you look at, you mentioned some of the festivals and things that they put on. So am I going to gather that they're putting those on at their hottest time of year, but they're putting them all on indoors in these massive facilities?
They are. They're putting on indoors, and they also have nighttime.
Nighttime when it cools down.
Yes,
and stuff.
Carnivals and the lights are shining and shimmering and at nighttime. The activities there
with a Winnipeg type environment. I mean, we have the cold winters and everything. Is the opportunity to have those kind of festivals in bigger types of places indoors? Is that like one of the possibilities?
Well, it's definitely a possibility. We're looking at building anything. I mean, what I noticed about their shopping malls is their multi-purpose. Facilities. So you can go ice skating, you can go skiing, you can go to the theater.
Yes.
And you can go to the cinema. Our malls are all in one place.
Yeah.
And it has some of the corridors have that feeling that you're going down an authentic, Arabian street. So you can create and build that structure so that it will attract people. What they also have done is, I mean, they're a city of about 2 million, just over 2 million people.
Yeah.
But when they started, it was just a small community by the sea.
Yeah.
And now, because they've built it to attract, and the focus is sustainability, because they know oil is not going to last forever. So they've built based on sustainability of these industries and these sectors. I think what we can learn here is things are changing, and we can't look at old models, and we need to look at paradigm shifts and how we
new ways of doing things.
Right.
So let's just chat a bit about that in terms of Winnipeg. I mean, I know periodically in the newspaper I read things like Winnipeg should have like an Edmonton Mall, Edmonton West Mall, or Winnipeg should have like an indoor beach. Have you read any of that stuff or covered any of that stuff?
No, I haven't. I haven't read that.
Okay.
But you know what I think we don't do enough as Canadians is we're very humble.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do. We don't brag a lot about ourselves.
We don't brag a lot.
Yeah. And we apologize all the time.
All the time. Yeah. All the time. I think what we need to do is look at all the great things that are here, all the gifts we have in our cultural districts, our sporting facilities,
our multicultural environment,
which is really a great example for the world on how people can live harmoniously together.
Yeah, yeah.
The other comparison, and it's funny when I look at the UAE, is that 85% of the population are expats. So that means that 85% of the population come from different parts of the world. And about 15% are national individuals.
So very small.
Very small.
Sort of very similar to Winnipeg?
It is similar to
everybody in Winnipeg's from somewhere else.
Exactly. And we have that multicultural mosaic. The difference in the two is that, we can become Canadians, where in their country,
you'll just be an expat. With that thought, becoming a Canadian being an expat, we're going to take a short break. This is Richard Lannan. We'll be right back. It's Richard Lannan here for Set for Success, and we've been chatting what you need to do to be successful in your business, your career, and your life. Now, part of being successful is finding that winning formula, that winning approach, the things you need to do Today, we've been talking about the meeting and event sector and basically what's going on locally in the Manitoba environment and Canada-wide and globally, too, and just doing a little bit of a comparison between another organization, another location in the world. Lots that we can do. But I guess sometimes we just need to find ourselves in some shape or way to have some direction, to establish a direction, maybe work together and unravel whatever the complex issues are within the event sector. So what does that look like overall? Well, we're having a discussion today with our guest, Wanda Daza, and she's basically from C Inc. And we've been chatting a little bit about some of her experience in terms of global level. So if you stay tuned, we're going to continue that discussion about the event and meeting environment. And maybe we can even get into some career stuff too. That'd be really good. And we'll also talk a little bit about some of the set for success principles, the things you need to do to be set for success in your career, business, and life. This is Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back. Hello, and welcome back. It's Richard Lannan. We've been chatting today with Wanda Daza and basically talking about the event sector and everything. I did get your last name correct or everything.
Yes, it's Daza. You got it right.
Daza. Yes. I've been working on it, but such a great name. Like,
isn't it?
Yeah, like where?
Well, I got it from my husband. I have to thank him for that.
Yeah.
But I remember meeting him, and the first time he said his last name, I had to ask him twice what it was.
Yeah.
It just seemed too simple and different in a
Daza,
way.
Daza. Like
Daza.
That's, yeah. I'm
I
Daza.
Love it.
Yeah, I'm sure, I'm sure you had jokes about being dazzling and stuff like this, too.
Oh, I love it.
You
I
do.
Mean, yeah.
Out of curiosity, I mean, we didn't really do a personal segment before, and we're going to get back into the business side, but Daza, what cultural background is that? Do you know?
Well, he's from South America.
Okay.
But I understand Daza origins go back to Spain.
Goes back to Spain, so yes. It says that Spanish sort of, and is it pronounced slightly differently than we sound like we're pronouncing it very English?
I don't know.
Yeah,
okay. I know that there's some THs in some things in Spain, but
okay.
But it's also in other parts of the world now. You know, doing Google searches now, you understand that Daza is in Africa. It's in the Philippines.
Oh yeah, I mean names basically end up all over the world when you do that kind of stuff. Okay, so we were talking about the world before, and we were talking about the event sector and that. And I think just before our break, we were starting to talk a little bit about maybe from a change management perspective or what a city like Winnipeg could do to really bring up its profile from the event and meeting sector perspective.
Well, I think we need to showcase the opportunities here. I'm not saying that we need to become a big mall or anything
like
that.
Big shopping mall?
But I do think we have a lot of attributes that the world would love to experience. And I think it's how we position events in Winnipeg.
So out of curiosity, yeah. I mean, when we get into positioning stuff and everything, what do you think are some of those attributes that we could showcase as a Winnipeg globally?
The cold? I say, yes. It's one of their attributes.
The cold and the mosquito season.
Well, you know what? Well, I've been to other places. They have mosquitoes. I don't find it as that. And I think we need to focus on the win in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Right?
The win? Yeah.
Not the winter.
Yeah.
I mean, but we do need to celebrate that winter. And we have some beautiful festivals here, you know, Festival de Voyageurs, and major attractions are putting on, and understanding that programming is important during the winter.
Yes.
There's people all over the world, especially those in UAE, when they're used to having hot weather, would love to experience the ice. Or people from Brazil or Mexico or anywhere where there's a constant hot climate. They want to experience something different. It's how you package it, and it's how you create something that's unique.
Unique. That's actually a pretty good way to put it, right? Mm-hmm. Because, like yourself, I'm well-traveled. And and in the wintertime, like most Winnipeggers, I like to at least find 10 days where I'm somewhere warm and sunshine and everything. Actually, you can get the sunshine here. It's just you want the heat. But when I look at it, when you package it that way, that I could see that there'd be people from other places in the world who would love to touch snow. You know,
they do.
You know, and package it up and bring it home.
Oh, definitely.
You know.
And in the UAE, they loved it so much, they created a ski slope.
Yes, they did.
So they could go skiing and touch the snow. And it's not just our winters. I mean, we have beautiful summers, and we have four distinctive seasons. And with the number of major attractions, I mean, the Assiniboine Park Conservancy and the First National Museum outside of Ottawa,
yes.
You know, with our Human Rights Museum. There's amazing offerings, and it's how we package. One of the initiatives when I was working in Dubai was development of the agency, government agency, developed a Dubai calendar and they wanted to expand that division. Well, we created a new division. But how they market the city and how easy and accessible those experiences are to those who are seeking those experiences, whether it is a planner looking for a venue for their conference, meeting, event, or incentive, or whether it is a individual who's looking to experience travel sites. I think we are so blessed in Canada because of our multicultural mosaic and the appreciation of and the celebration of the diversity in the mosaic that we have in Canada, that we need to also position that as a offering to the world, especially considering all the turbulence and the unrest that's around us. We need to celebrate that more. And as Canadians, we can be very proud of that. We need to retain and retain that. But we also need to make sure that we are providing an opportunity for the world to come and experience the world that we live in. And I think it's showcasing that. Another thing that I've noticed globally that's happened within the tourism industry and with government agencies is there's been an ongoing amalgamation or, you know, depending on political changes. So I've seen that in Australia. I've seen it in the UAE. I've seen it in parts of Asia. And it goes in waves. But I've noticed that over the global trend is that there is a really cohesive, collaborative approach to positioning the city. And it's not just one agency. It's the collaboration with strategic alliances with other businesses and with so many other different aspects of that municipality. And I think we can leverage that and we can begin to have those conversations. You know, when huge events come to Winnipeg, whether it's FIFA or whether it's a huge convention, as a community, we should have the mechanisms to bring all the potential stakeholders and alliances together to position the city to create the best showcase and provide the most offerings. And by doing that, it will increase the economic impact to our city. Yes, there's always going to be an economic impact for them to come to our city. But do we want to take a proactive approach and ensure that we are ready?
Yeah.
No, and we're maximizing the return on investment.
What I like you said there is, I think you used the words maximizing our offerings or increasing our offerings.
Yes.
So I think that's something that could be explored a little bit more as to what does it exactly look like when you're looking at maximizing your offerings and what are the offerings overall?
Yes.
Is that a reasonable question?
Oh, yes. And, you know, the digital marketing strategies that other municipalities are using globally, there is a collaborative approach. And in Dubai, it was centralizing that calendar so that I know that in Winnipeg, we have a lot of different calendars. We, you know, facilities and attractions have their own, the city has, and different tourism agencies have. But what Dubai did was able to bring it all together
into one place.
Into one, and it's accessible. It's that much easier to market.
So why don't we take a short break? And when we come back, we'll talk about creating a single calendar.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a great chat.
Yeah.
This is Richard Lannan. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan, and welcome back. We're talking about the event industry, and we really started focusing last segment on more locally, actually. Now, Wanda, our expert, sitting here with me today, we were talking a little bit about event calendars and the idea of centralizing event calendars so that not everybody would have their own calendar. Could you explain that a little bit more to us? Like, how would you go about actually centralizing or combining, having a single calendar?
Well, it starts with strategic alliances and collaboration within that municipality.
So those are words that you use a lot. Like
right.
I
and then if
each, conversation,
if
you're
each
using
partner
those.
Or each, say we'll call them you know, each stakeholder in Winnipeg who has a vested interest in the event sector thriving. Let's use it as
description. We all want to be successful
right.
with that.
Yeah. Each one is investing dollars into calendars and marketing as well. But to be able to pull resources into one pool so that it's a central calendar for all that are visiting. And, you know, Tourism Winnipeg and Travel Manitoba do a great job. But if you were looking at what's happening outside of Winnipeg, that's what I'm just providing you some insight onto.
Yeah, that's great. I think it's important to get lessons learned from other cities or other municipalities, as you refer to them as, that have actually embraced some new ways of doing things, and, and they're seeing success from it.
Definitely, they're seeing success. Because one thing about the World Tourism Organization as a whole, you know,
if you look at, there is a World Tourism Organization who monitors
the trends and changes. I won't cite any figures off the top of my head at this point, but what's happened is there's tremendous growth. Revenue figures. So what we've noticed about this industry is it's a clean industry. It means it's a feel-good industry.
It is very much a feel-good industry.
Yeah. And the world is investing more in tourism because they know it has a great impact on every sector within their city. And when we talk about centralized event models, whether it's a calendar or how we manage them, other municipalities are also looking at or have implemented successful, you know, for example, the city itself and how they manage events. There's a committee that comes together that includes, you know, venues, emergency services, you know, the marketing, all those components come together. So when someone's proposing that they want to come or you want to propose that they come, there is a cohesive voice, a one voice that can speak on behalf of that municipality and that city on what can be offered if they do come. And I think that is really important. And like I mentioned before, every municipality goes through their ups and downs and their evolution of what that agency looks like and amalgamates and separates and all that. But I think the main vision for success is the collaborative, cohesive, and as a community. It's not just one agency that's in charge of making Winnipeg perfect for these events. It's all of us. It's the Winnipeggers. It's the businesses. It's all of us coming together with a common vision. And event strategy is important for a municipality.
Yeah. If you look at, I was looking at some of the stats on events in Canada. And really the big places for events in Canada is Vancouver, Calgary, Toronto, Ottawa, I think Montreal. And those are like the, I think they make up the bulk of the event sector revenue in our country. And then Winnipeg is maybe, I don't know, seventh or whatever. Could we be number one?
We could be whatever we want and believe we can be. If we build it, it can happen.
We
dream it and we achieve it. It will happen. But I think when we talk about event sector, I'll just redefine the definition because it's one of the things, one of the goals on my professional list is to redefine what the definition of event sector is.
Okay.
Event sector, yes, it includes business events, meetings, conferences, events, but it also includes so much more. Sporting events.
Oh, entertainment events, major concerts, you know, festivals,
as
you mentioned.
Festival and events. Even those campaign events that happen are huge. And fundraising as well. So the event sector, it is a big, it's a huge sector. And measuring the impact of the event sector in Winnipeg, I don't think we do enough to measure the proper economic impact of that.
Okay.
But until we understand the sector and put us all together, because we individually, each one of these industries works separately in many ways.
What about career opportunities in the event sector? You see it as a growth industry right now?
Well, if you look at the stats with tourism in general, investment in tourism through other, you know, by other countries and other cities, it is there. It is a good way to have a great economic impact on us, on a city. And there are opportunities in every level. If we look at what I just listed, there's professionals in each one of those areas.
Sure.
Right? And there's infrastructure that needs to be suppliers that need to feed into that success by providing their services.
Yeah.
So it's huge. But I think what we need to do is there is a paradigm shift that needs to happen, and we need to recognize that the event sector, it is greater than what we think it is. And we need to start recognizing that if we start collaborating more on a larger level, that we can, there can be greater success here at home in Winnipeg. I mean, I see what other cities are doing, and it would be wonderful to be able to see the same things happen here at home. But you have to have the desire and want to.
And want to do it, yeah, right? And make the investment and everything.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's like any kind of anything in any industry or any event or any sector. I don't even need to use the word event in here. Any sector overall, you actually have to have the vision and the desire to actually, you know, go after the things that you want.
And there's so many wonderful and beautiful events here in Winnipeg and attractions. I think we really can be much more prominent in the global
marketplace. If somebody wanted to get in touch with you, how would they go about doing that?
You can simply visit my website at www.seii.ca or email me at wanda@seii.ca.
SEII.ca. Okay, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to come back with Wanda and get sort of like a final thought on all of this topic, a very big, complex topic to a certain degree, on the event sector and the meeting sector and what it's all about. This is Richard Lannan. We'll be right back. It's Richard Lannan, and welcome back to Set for Success. What a show we've been having. I mean, we're talking today about the event sector, the meeting sector, but not just from a business perspective, really from entertainment, sports, what it means to our city of Winnipeg and what it means sort of maybe to our country, Canada, and what it means globally. So there's lots going on. We've been having that discussion today with our expert, Wanda Daza.
Oh,
Wanda, and I did,
you.
Yeah. So Wanda, I always like to ask a question, any final thought. What would be a final thought that you would have for our listeners?
Well, I'd say that anything's possible if you dream and believe it. I really truly believe that. We can look at Dubai as an example of how a country had a dream and really didn't have any of the infrastructure. It was through their creative strategies and by a cohesive and collaborative environment that they created and became noticed and such a world-class attraction.
And now it is a world-class attraction. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my guest, Wanda, for joining me. Listen, if you have any questions or comments, just send me an email, richard@setforsuccess.ca. I will reply, or even if you have an idea in terms of a guest that you'd like to have on or a topic you'd like me to cover. Again, thanks for listening, but here's the key, right? Be your best, invest in the success of others, and make your journey count. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success. Thank you for tuning in.